The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Wednesday morning. It's our hump day edition here at the Power Hour, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are. And, of course, at the Power Mall, we have 20% off of all my books. I'm doing this in celebration of the fact that this coming November 4th and 5th, which is just a couple of weeks away, I will be in Dallas, Texas, teaching my final, last and final class, CODA workshop for research for people who want to study about foreclosure defense and stuff like that, how to get the details, the facts to save your home. That'll be my last class ever. I'm publicly announcing it right now, changing directions. Still staying with the show here. So the 20% off on my books at the Power Mall, right? Which opens up in 59 minutes from now. Now, I've got this device in my hot little hand right here from Good Health Naturally Products. They're 10% off on all their products this week as well at the Power Mall. But this item right here you see on camera, this is a HealthPoint machine. We have a very limited supply of these in stock right now. When they're gone, whoa, you don't want to be one of the unfortunate ones that doesn't have one of these things. And I paid retail for it. And you know what? It's okay. I see what the value is. I mean, literally, you see this silver bar on the back you have to make contact with, and you have to turn the machine on, obviously. And you can increase the, according to the stuff here, you can increase the intensity. And literally, you just hold it, you know, to a place on your hand. I'm going to try to show it here. And when you hear a high-pitched tone, you just push the treat button right here. I'm going to hold it up to the screen so you can see the treat button. And that is what gets you going. So you turn the machine on first. There's the on switch right there. So it's on. And then you're holding on to this side. You'll see the red light on the machine is lit up right there. And then what you're doing is you're holding this. I don't know if you can hear that squeal or not, but when you do, you just push the treat button. And boom, now I can feel acupressure on that particular point. So any part, I'm telling you, this is such a handy device to have, folks. You want to get one of these before they're gone. I mean, you use it to treat other members of your family, your friends, whatever the case. I'm not telling you, go out and charge and make money with it, but hey, you know. The thing is it's a benefit. It's a microcurrent stimulator. And because of the fact that your body reacts to frequencies, if something is messed up in one of your meridians, I don't know if you believe in Chinese medicine or not, a lot of us do, this thing runs on a 9-volt battery. So you don't need electricity. You just need to make sure that you have a supply of 9 volts. If you got a solar charger and you got solar 9-volt batteries, you can put that in there. We have a whole mess of videos available on our blog post at thepowermall.com. And we have the HealthPoint kit guide, all you need to know. So, you know, do your research, do your investigating, and pick one of these things up while you can, because we do not have a whole lot of them in stock right now. And this is your big opportunity right now if you want to treat pain. I mean, it's if you don't want to go to an acupuncturist, this is your next best option right here. That is the HealthPoint machine from Good Health Naturally Products. Wayne Elliott will be joining us on the show at the top of next hour, which is one of the reasons why we've got 10% off all Strauss Natural products this week, including the 3.4 fluid ounce sizes, which we have now in Strauss Cardio, Kidney, Prostate, and Bladder. And, of course, let's not forget the fact that the Winter Wellness Bundle still available at the Power Mall. That's two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, a bottle of vitamin D for $53. And because of the fact that Jay was talking about silver gel 24 part per million and Optavita silver liquid 10 part per million on the show on Jay's Corner last week, we're offering 15% off those two products. So you can add them to the winter wellness bundle. In addition to Colestamine, Black Seed Plus capsules, oil of black seed, and Willard Water Aloe Gel in the 16-ounce size. Duraflow water filters and aqua pails are also now back in stock at the Power Mall. Just, we have to let you know those things because that's important. But I'm telling you about this. Yeah, this is kind of like the American Express card. Don't leave home without it. I mean, seriously, you can take these things on the road with you. Treat your pain on the road. It's amazing. And we got all the videos to show you how to do it. If you don't like reading instructions, of course, we hope you do, because, I mean, I'm going to show you the book. Look at the book that comes with this. I mean, look at this. This is huge. Look at all that. I mean, come on. This is science right here. You want to talk about the science? I'm not doing a Fauci here, all right? I'm telling you, this is legit. You need to get yourself one of these things if you have constant and frequent pain. This is a great way to stop that. People have used it. We get testimonials all the time. And if you use it and you get a testimonial, well, please let us know. Support at thepowerhour.com. Let us know what it's doing for you. Love to hear about it. As far as prayer requests, we'd like to hear about those too. If you go to thepowerhour.com, click on the community tab, you can submit a prayer request. In addition to sharing your thoughts and chatting with other listeners about show topics, news, and more on our forum. All you got to do is sign up and register through the community tab on thepowerhour.com. And, of course, we have free newsletters. We're on Substack, Facebook, Truth Social, and more. And, of course, if you go to thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com and click on our newsletter tabs, you can subscribe for free. That's some of you don't have internet. I get it, but I have to make that announcement anyway, right? And, of course, we appreciate your donations. For those of you that don't have the means to get on the internet and hit the Support Us tab on thepowerhour.com, you can call Jay at 877-817-9829 when the Power Mall opens at 8 a.m. Central. Or you can snail mail us a check or money order to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Make your check payable to the Power Mall, because that is our money syndicate, I guess, for lack of a better term. This is how we make the money. The Power Mall is where your donations are posted when you donate with a credit card. You'll see the Power Mall and you go, wait a minute, I didn't donate. Yeah, you did. You did donate to the Power Mall because that's who generates the paychecks and pays the bills and everything else. All right. That's our shopping mall. So if you're not familiar with that at the Power Hour, because you're a new listener, now you know. So that's the reason why we mention it. Retired Colonel John Mills is going to be joining us at 8:30 to talk about a lot of different things related to the Hamas attacks in Israel and the new phase of war. So here we are at 8 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. moving into world news. And of course, I didn't want to play the Lions and Tigers and Bears, oh my, bit that we usually do from the Wizard of Oz because of timing. We got a lot of news to cover today. We're all doomed. The UN warns planet Earth is on the eve of destruction from melting glaciers, unbearable heat and space junk, accelerating extinctions, population growth, groundwater depletion, societal decay. The UN should be more worried about its New York headquarters being eliminated by a nuke. Fools. Let's see. Population growth. Oh, is that why they're behind the destruction of our population with the jab? Huh. That way they get supported a lot by Bill Gates, the WHO. Yeah.
WHO?
WHO? Yeah, well, they're struggling to keep up with mounting sexual misconduct cases against its staffers. Oh, is that where the missing kids went? Yeah, there's a report out from the World Health Organization on its effort to investigate allegations of sexual misconduct against its staffers around the world. And not just happening here. No, it's happening everywhere. Like I said, is that where the missing kids went? Another excuse to bomb Iran and start World War III. Well, the White House, I love it when they do this. Oh, now we have John Kirby. He's the one, you know, that talks out the side of his mouth like a used car salesman. He's the one that looks like he's got two mouths, but it's actually what it looks like. He's trying to grow a mustache, but he can't. Well, Kirby said that Iran is actively facilitating rocket and drone attacks by Shiite militias against bases housing American troops in Iraq and Syria. All right, what are you going to do about it, Kirby? What is the United States going to do? They going to start bombing Iran? You really want to start stuff? Because Russia's already said, you hit Iran, we're coming after you. Nukes apparently are being moved around the globe. Submarines with nukes in them, apparently the USS Florida. That holds a whole bunch of Tomahawk missiles with nuclear warheads in them. That's headed for the Mediterranean. Left its home base in Scotland, so we're told. And if you think our southern borders are the only problem, there is a poll out. And it's the numbers are rising worldwide in opposition to mass migration. It's rising even faster in Chile, Sweden, and Germany than the U.S. Voters from Denmark to Sweden to the U.S. are cooling on support for immigration amid a global migration crisis. Now, this is 17,000 people across 36 countries. And I mean, in the meantime, wink and blink and a nod, I think you know who I'm talking about, the Secretary of State for this country, supposedly the foreign policy chief. What a joke. You believe the nerve of this guy? Says Americans must give foreigners the opportunity to migrate to the U.S. homeland. Really? See, he goes to an event at Rice University in Houston at the Baker Institute for Public Policy and starts spewing about the fact that goes to Texas where they're all coming across the border in droves. Yeah. And starts spewing this garbage like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to. Yeah, right. There we go. Andy Looney's coming in. Oh, well, I don't think so. There you go. All right. I had to get that in. Arrivederci, Bill. Guess what Italy did? It just became the first nation to ban Bill Gates's fake meat due to serious health concerns. And what would that be? Numerous studies have found the lab-grown fake meat he is spewing in his products caused turbo cancers in humans. Yep, they're the first nation to say no to synthetic food. Fake meat. Yep, just so you know. Yeah, it's amazing how that works. Now, moving right along, I think for this part of the segment, I've got to preface what I'm about to tell you. It appears that the teachers union is up to more nefarious behavior than we first thought, because now school teachers have made reading, writing, and arithmetic political. There was a teacher, from what we were told, in San Antonio, who showed the ABC News special on Biden attacking Trump and MAGA Republicans as a threat to American democracy twice, and then read them the story in class. Now, what the purpose of that was for, I don't know. But of course, this is Biden again spewing hate. And I don't think Joe understands where he is, because American democracy, what they say, that's like two foxes and a sheep deciding who's going to have dinner, what's for dinner. We're just kind of like, okay, a threat to American democracy. This guy wouldn't know constitutional republic if it bit him in the ass. This is a problem with most of our Congress. They've become and turned so elitist, they don't care. So anyway, back to this news story that this teacher insisted her class watch. This is what parents need to be asking their kids. What did you learn in school today? I don't care what grade they're in. Did your teacher talk about Trump? Yes or no? All you got to do is just tell me yes or no, because when you say, yeah, she did, I'm sure you're going to get a comment. It wasn't any big deal. Really? Why wasn't it a big deal? You obviously remembered she talked about Trump, or he talked about Trump. What was that about? Oh, but she was just blasting him. Oh, it gets worse. That story, and of course, there was apparently a teacher's aide in the classroom that was like biting her tongue. She wanted to rat this teacher out for doing it, because, I mean, twice she made her class watch the ABC News special twice and then read the story. to make sure they got it in their head and brainwashing them, indoctrinating them with this hate speech. So, wow. Yeah, we're going to raise a bunch of Democrats. See, if this is how they got to do it, oh, it gets worse, folks. It gets worse. Two 10th grade students at a San Antonio high school. We're talking about Marshall High School in San Antonio. And their teacher have been reprimanded for the performance of a skit portraying the assassination of President-elect Donald Trump. Gee, where's the FBI and the Secret Service, man? They're promoting assassination. Oh, see, this is our two-tiered system of justice not coming to investigate. Now, this is San Antonio Express Snooze. That's what I always called them. They reported the skit titled The Assassination of Donald Trump was performed last week at Marshall High School. One of the boys used a gunfire sound effect from a cell phone. The other boy, playing Trump, fell to the ground. Gee, I wonder if he had a blonde wig on. Barry Perez, spokesman for the Northside Independent School District, said the appropriate action had been taken against the three and the teacher had apologized. Whoop-de-doo! I'd have her arrested. I don't know. You may have a different opinion of that than I do. But, I mean, that is uncalled for. I mean, it's one thing to sit there and brainwash your kids in school with anti-Trump and MAGA Republican hate messages. I mean, now we're not teaching reading, writing, arithmetic. Now we're teaching politics. Sorry, but they're not taking political science class. Harold and Melinda Bean, parents of a student who viewed the skit, complained to district officials, said they're dissatisfied with the district action and had hoped for harsher measures. I want to know, Harold and Melinda Bean, why didn't you call the FBI and the Secret Service? Why didn't you? If you're so damn dissatisfied, why didn't you pick up the phone and call the proper authorities and tell them to get their asses down to San Antonio and start investigating this? They won't do it. Oh, no, because it's not Biden they were threatening. He could already fall over on his own. He doesn't need to be shot at. I mean, this whole thing is a joke, but now you see what the teachers are teaching your kids? Oh, it gets worse. Now we got another libtard class rant in Utah. She says she's going to make students' lives a living hell if they criticize members of the LGBT community. And now, you know, because of the fact that this is a video that went viral showing her telling a high school class, "I hate Donald Trump," at the start of the new school year. I'm going to say it. I don't care what y'all think. Trump sucks. This is a former Lehigh School chemistry teacher named Leah Kenyon. This video has been viewed more than 700,000 times, according to Fox 13, which spoke to a mother of one of the students in the class. At least one student pushed back on Kenyon in the video, asking why she hates the former president. "He's a sexual predator," she responded. "He's a literal moron." Another student's also heard saying, "This is a chemistry class. Go tattle on me to the freaking admin. They don't give a crap," she responded to that student. "This is my classroom, and if you guys are going to put me at risk, you're going to hear about it," she continued in the video, referring to the coronavirus, "because I have to be here. I don't have to be happy about the fact that there are kids coming in here with their variants that could possibly get me or my family sick. That's rude. I'd be super proud of you if you chose to get the vaccine," Kenyon added. "We'll just keep getting variants over and over again until people get vaccinated. It could end in 5 seconds if people would get vaccinated." This is what they're telling your kids. Kenyon, of course, the chemistry teacher, was immediately placed on administrative leave after the video surfaced, and the Alpine School District in Utah launched an investigation. The district said in a later statement the teacher is no longer an employee of the district. This is what you get when you start putting politics in the classroom. But see, this is hate speech, folks. This is where your kids are learning it. You need to be paying attention to what's going on here. And if you're a grandparent and your kid is, you see your grandchild is acting up, you need to investigate why. Because this whole thing, if the kid's going to school learning one thing and he comes home to a dinner table occupied by Republican parents that are smart, that didn't take the jab, and they have to listen to that crap at the dinner table, oh, we got a problem. Grandparents, you need to speak up about it. Jenna Ellis, by the way, you remember Trump attorney? She has now pleaded guilty over efforts to overturn Georgia's election. That is a felony, what she did, right? One count of aiding and abetting false statements and writings. She had been facing charges of violating Georgia's Racketeer Influenced and Corruption Organizations Act, known as RICO, and soliciting the violation of an oath by a public officer, both of which are felonies. But no, she didn't plead out to the state RICO conspiracy count. She pled out to one felony count of aiding and abetting false statements and writings. One. And of course, she's now going to testify. Yeah. When Trump goes to trial, they'll call her up and they'll ask her questions trying to bury Trump. But again, she becomes the fourth person, count them, the fourth person to plead out, but not to the state RICO conspiracy count that everybody was charged with. 18 people, four, they pled out to different charges. You see, this is the whole thing about our corrupt system of government and these prosecutors stacking the deck with all these charges, and then they plead it down, and then they turn the person who's pleading it and pleading guilty into state's witness. This is how they play the game. Ex-chief of staff Mark Meadows, granted immunity, tells special counsel he warned Trump about the 2020 claims, according to sources. Apparently, Mark Meadows has spoken with special counsel Jack Smith's team at least three times this year, including once before a federal grand jury, which came only after Smith granted Meadows immunity to testify under oath. Sources familiar with the matter said Meadows informed Smith's team he repeatedly told Trump in the weeks after the election that the allegations of significant voting fraud coming to them were baseless, a striking break from Trump's prolific rhetoric regarding the election. Meadows also told federal investigators Trump was being dishonest with the public when he first claimed to have won the election only hours after the polls closed before the final results were in. Obviously, we didn't win. Source quoted Meadows as telling Smith's team in hindsight. All right, so big deal, Mark. Big deal. So it's Smith's team's trying to prosecute Trump for allegedly trying to unlawfully retain power and spread lies about the election. We have freedom of speech in America, and if Trump wants to complain about the way the elections were run, he has every right to do that. And you see, here's another problem. Before January 6th, when Trump was still president, You understand what I'm saying here? Trump had the power to change history prior to leaving the Oval Office. And he didn't. He had the power to say, you know what? I don't care. D.C. is a federal territory that's 10 square mile area, and I'm bringing in the troops. I don't care what you people say. I'm going to write an executive order, and I'm bringing in the troops. Nope, didn't do it. Now, whether he had legal authority to do it, I mean, this is what, look at what Biden's doing with executive orders. This is like regulation by fiat. So, you know, what's the difference? He could have prevented J6 and all these people being politically jailed as prisoners, but he didn't. Now, what makes it so different? Oh, I'm going to drain the swamp this time. Really? What, are you going to put Bill Barr in charge again? There isn't one person that you could actually trust in D.C. to clean the swamp. Not one. And of course, Trump's defense team is throwing out that presidential immunity defense attempt in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. It's not working. Courts are still saying, nope, sorry, you brought that up before. Been rejected three times already. Oh, my. And so, you know, my little liner on this, Mike Johnson, by the way, I got to explain this bibbity bobbity boo. This is what's going on in the House of Representatives right now. The House GOP is set on October 24th. That is, you know, this is what they were doing for the fourth time, you know, to have a nominee to be Speaker of the House. Tom Emmer, of course, gets voted in. I got to give you the history of events here so you know. Then all of a sudden, Trump starts attacking Tom Emmer. He's from Minnesota, of course. And you got to figure, here's Trump's Truth Social media platform retruthing Laura Loomer, who wrote, "I'll be talking live about my expose of Tom Emmer, the Trump-hating congressman who is now the Uniparty's favored pick to become Speaker of the House, even though he worked for a Soros group dedicated to getting rid of the Electoral College. McCarthy has endorsed Emmer, and tonight I'm going live to expose him for who he really is." So once Trump put that out there, Emmer dropped out. Now the House Republicans are uniting behind Representative Mike Johnson from Louisiana. And so we're still up in the air as to whether or not he has enough of the 217 votes. Apparently, there might be 25 Republican holdouts. Well, okay. Apparently, Mike Johnson's nomination for Speaker was also opposed by former President Trump. So the shift show continues. And who is Mike Johnson anyway? He's a constitutional lawyer. But you see, the problem is Johnson, like Tucker Carlson, keeps spewing the word democracy. Late Tuesday night, that's last night, he goes, "Democracy is messy sometimes, but it is our system. This conference that you see, this House Republican majority is united." You really think so? You people are kidding yourself. This is a constitutional republic, not a democracy. You've made it a democracy. You've made the whole American political system a debauchery. So I guess Laura Loomer was right about the Uniparty, because they're all in it for one thing, themselves. And so now, as a result of all of this, let's move on to a new survey. This is the key idea in the whole scheme of things, because we've all had it up to here, right? I'm putting my hand up to my neck right now. Public Religion Research Institute, in partnership with the Brookings Institution think tank, decided they were going to do a survey. So they said, yeah, ding, 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 ding. Nearly 1 in 4 Americans believe political violence is justified to save the United States. 8 separate surveys since March of 2021. This is the first time support for political violence has risen above the 20% mark in the general population. 1/4 of true American patriots, 1 in 3 Republicans, believe that true American patriots may have to resort to violence to save the country. So you see, people are ramping up, and Trump's message to American echoes the key reasons why. Because the U.S. is more vulnerable from inside terror attacks than at any time in its history. Yeah. And so what's happening? Sales of .223 ammo that goes into AR-15s is going crazy. They're paying $1 a round, and they're flying out the door like crazy. I guess that's to keep the military from buying them. Who knows? We're going to be back with more news and your phone calls after the break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Before we go to the phones, I got a couple of things I want to talk about. Before we went to break, we were talking about Trump and his message about inside terror attacks in the United States of America because of this open borders policy, which he claims ridiculous. Large number of terrorists have entered the United States, according to former President Trump. And of course, now as a result of that, Americans are buying huge amounts of 5.56 ammo. This is the same thing as that's a NATO caliber round. And of course, the sales, they're flying off the shelf. Prices have gone up 39% because obviously demand. Sales of 223 Remington ammo, that's what AR-15s use, shot up 42% over the last week, according to data. Ammo Prices Now, which is a tracking website, has looked to this 50 cents to a dollar a round for ammo right now is what it's costing. And a number, as this Israel-Hamas war continues, a number of Americans are buying more ammo like crazy because they fear retribution within the United States of America and they want to be ready for it. I just thought I'd let you know. It's what the news is reporting. Remember me telling you about that Alaska Airlines jump seat guy? Well, apparently he'd been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder, but what he told investigators, he was doing psychedelic mushrooms because he was depressed 48 hours before he got on board the flight. And apparently when he tried to pull the fire suppression switch, the pilot and the co-pilot stopped him before he could pull it all the way down. And he just says, I'm not well, and did that. And then, of course, they led him to the back. And he told flight attendants, this is the guy that they've charged. Emerson is his name. He says, you better put binders on me to keep me from. And he tried to pull the emergency exit door open, and a flight attendant stopped him. This is some serious stuff going on here, folks. You got to be totally aware of your surroundings and what's going on. We have because I know we're not going to have time to get to all this, I've got four police state articles that we've added. I added a new column today, police state, which you probably want to read. There's different reports from different news sources, The Guardian, Breitbart, Rutherford, and America's First Freedom. Reporting on all different aspects of the police state, mistaken identity, woman attacking a drunk woman attacking a Florida trooper after a joyride, digging her nails into him, 22 years of blowback from the USA Patriot Act and what the cops are doing. And of course, on the other side of the coin, police departments still under stress and what that's all about, you know, because it's not law and order is necessary, but abusive process and abuse of the system is not welcome at all. And of course, if you get a phone call from a fake charity, unless you know who they are, don't contribute. Right now, they're using AI and its ability to mimic people and scam target. I'm sure everybody's at least had one AI phone call, right? So before we proceed with any more news here at 36 minutes after the hour, let's go to the phones. Chance in West Virginia, you are on. Good morning.
Dave Meister. Well, I ain't got no mushrooms, but I got some hard-to-find info to give to you, Dave Meister.
Okay.
Now, I hope you got your cup of joe and a pencil and paper handy. Yesterday, the one caller asked about those Mormon magical underwear and where he might buy them.
It's
his lucky day, Dave Meister. I did some research.
Hold on. I'm writing this down. Go ahead. Mormon magical.
I did some research, and I found four stores he could buy them from. Now he could show his spiritual pride and keep the boys warm at the same time. Now he might have to mail order them because they're all out of state. Two are in Salt Lake City. One is in Provo, Utah, I believe. And the fourth is in Independence, Missouri, a short drive from the Power Mall. All right, here they are. The first one is Skivvies R Us. The second one is the Brigham's Bloomers and Boxers Mart. The third is Maroney's Undies. And the third is Maroney's Undies and Things. And the last one is a Deseret Draws Factory Outlet Supply.
Okay. I appreciate the info. I'm sure our caller will appreciate that. Thanks for your input this morning, Chance. Brady, Chance, I think Brady was the one that wanted the magical underwear, weren't you, Brady?
Yes, I was. Where do I get that 800 number?
he could show his spiritual pride and keep his boys warm all at the same time.
Right on.
I had to have some levity to the conversation today, folks. I was not expecting that, Chance, at all. Mormon magical underwear. I wasn't expecting that at all. Brady, you seriously are not going to go subscribe to this, are you?
I don't know, but, the magic mushroom, over the years, I've had the experience, that I do not recommend anybody flying on an airplane after you've eaten magic mushrooms.
Oh, my.
You will really need your magic underwear if you've had magic mushrooms.
Yeah, you'll be looking for things that don't exist. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I can't believe that. This is the excuse he's using. I did psychedelic mushrooms. I'm sure they probably have already blood tested the guy to see whether or not he's got any psychotropic drugs in his system.
You got to remember when Janet Yellen went over, I think she visited Japan, and she ate four bowls of magic mushroom soup. Holy cow, did she turn into, she was bawling to Jing Jing or whatever his name was, and uncontrollably bawling. She was tripping. You know, and this is the lady that's running our finance division of the United States. I don't think they should be doing any magic mushrooms ever. One thing I did want to bring up, though, is remember about a week ago when they had the hospital bombing in Pakistan? They said it was Israel. Then they said it was an Arab missile from Hamas. Well, I found out now that that missile landed in the parking lot. There wasn't 500 people killed. And it wasn't
we already reported on that. Yeah, we already reported on that. That was actually in Gaza. That was in Gaza, not Pakistan.
Gaza, excuse me. Okay, yeah. So why did we send 10,000 troops over there and two carriers? We already have our Delta Force getting plugged away and getting shot up and killed, not even being reported. They're the ones that were going into Lebanon and certain parts of the area there in Gaza. So you're telling me a false flag just introduced us into World War III? I got a big problem with that. Just like they can't investigate the January 6th false flag of why Trump is still not in office. You don't think there was any election fraud that was provable? And how come our Supreme Court has never taken that case? You know, it's kind of odd. It's kind of odd, just like what's happening in Israel and Gaza is... They seem to not want to take the case. They don't want to tell you what's in our food, our water, our air, our biofoods. They don't want to tell you what's in the jab. I think we need to start a commission and put people on the spot, Dave. It's time to come right now.
Yep. All right. Sounds like a winner, Brady. I appreciate your call. I know we just got a lot of stuff to cover here before we get our guests on. And we'll talk to Colonel John Mills. Now, he's the guy that, if you've got questions about our national security, this would be the time to call, because I am going to bring up this idea that 1/4 of Americans are now saying political violence could and should become necessary to stop this nonsense. A lot of people are getting fed up. I'm not the only one. I'm preaching to the choir to these folks. 1/4 of the Americans surveyed, and man, I mean, if it's just a limited number of people that are saying it, there's other people out there that are remaining silent about it, but agree wholeheartedly that we may end up having to come to blows with our own government. And they don't want to say anything because, well, that would be considered sedition. Well, call it for what it is. I mean, what did they say about the Tree of Liberty? Must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Okay. This was said by, Thomas Jefferson, our third president of the United States. Was he all wrong? I mean, are we all suffering from a case of cryptorchidism? I know people are going to go, what's that? Go look it up. Crypt, that's like hiding, right? Crypt, the place where Christ's body was put. Crypt, yep. The sepulcher, you know, a crypt. Cryptorchidism, right? Go look that word up, because a lot of our congresspeople are probably suffering from it. And a lot of Americans that are sitting on their keisters right now are probably suffering from it. They don't want to stand up and be counted. They don't want to say anything about it for fear that they're going to be targeted. People are even afraid to talk to their neighbors right now. Classic example, Jeff, who was on the phone yesterday talking about his neighbor whose hair was shorter than mine. And she's trying to justify all the things that she is saying regarding Bidenomics and how wonderful everything is right now. And these are the kinds of people that will rat you out at the first chance they get. It's an unfortunate thing. See, I'm paying attention to the tone of what's going on here, because people, we have our regular callers on the show. If you're a first-time caller, we welcome you. We want your opinion. We still have freedom of speech in this country, and this is what's important. 844-769-2944. That is the magic number to call, and you don't need magic underwear to call in, all right? I appreciate you guys bringing that up. I knew somebody out there was going to have this underwear. Oh, my goodness. All right. Back into what the gun control groups are perverting the idea of safe storage, because they don't want you to be able to get a hold of a weapon in time to use it. This is why you see so many lawsuits being filed by the NRA and GOA and various other pro-gun groups to try to stop this nonsense. A federal judge, as a matter of fact, has struck down two New York City gun controls that he found gave city officials unconstitutional discretion in the issuance of gun permits. Yep. Good moral character and good cause. Yeah. Joseph Spower suffered irreparable harm in being denied his Second Amendment rights, according to the judge, John P. Cronin. Yeah, these provisions for good cause and good moral character give city officials too much leeway in judgment sufficient to provide them to cover them any kind of cover in denying permits for law-abiding citizens. And of course, the Bruin decision came up, right? In economy and business, UAW strike, guess what just happened down in Arlington, Texas? General Motors plant, the biggest and most profitable plant in Arlington, has now been shut down. 5,000 of its auto workers just walked out on the picket line. This plant produces the Chevy Tahoe, the Chevy Suburban, the GMC Yukon, the Cadillac Escalade. They call them crackmobiles. I know you've heard them before because all the drug dealers love them. They're the most profitable of government motors in the United States. And so this walkout at the Arlington assembly plant was timed. I've actually driven by that plant. It's massive. This happened just hours after government motors reported $3.5 billion in third quarter earnings. Now all of a sudden, boom, executives are now saying GM has lost about $800 million since the strike started more than a month ago. Well, welcome to the new strike. Yep. Time GM workers get their fair share, according to UAW President Sean Fain. Panera Bread, you know that? Sued by a family of a student who died after drinking dangerous lemonade. Wow, not from a lemonade stand. No, this is Panera Bread. Sarah Katz, 21, had a heart condition and was not aware of the stimulant content of the Panera Bread chain's powerfully caffeinated soda charged lemonade. The Ivy League student died after consuming it. And of course, they're suing the food chain, claiming it failed to appropriately warn customers about what they claim is a dangerous energy drink. This complaint was filed this week in the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas. Wrongful death lawsuit. Wow. There's a report out that the Los Angeles hotel workers, you know, they're all striking. The union workers are striking. They're being replaced by illegal aliens who cross the border. Wow. Oh, you got to love it. I bet they're getting paid a whole lot less money, too. Now, we talked about artificial intelligence and the thing that it's scary what's going on. And I'll get to that part in a minute. But there is a new data poisoning tool out, reportedly giving artists the ability to fight back against this generative AI, causing artificial intelligence training data to become scrambled when tech giants scrape their original work. You know, this is what all the AI is doing. It's surfing the net and it's getting all of this information. Well, this poisoning tool called Nightshade, apparently what it does is it poisons AI training data in ways that could cause serious damage to image generating AI models, as it could harm future iterations of the technology by rendering its outputs useless, according to new research obtained by MIT Technology Review. So now that it looks like they've got an antidote for AI. Now, this is, of course, in response to what I read yesterday and reported on these copyright infringement cases, because now we have AI scraping all of these people's lyrics and using it to generate AI and speech without paying for it. We have a premium health article on health statins, which, unless you subscribe to the Epoch Times, We have a link to The Thinking Conservative, which will give you at least a glance at it, about statins, the most used drug with hype benefits and downplayed side effects. This is one of the reasons why we're having Wayne Elliott from Strauss on the show this morning. That's just one reason. And here's the thing in the health category I find rather strange. Abortions in the United States skyrocketed despite the Dobbs decision. So what is this, our morality at large now? States that still allow abortions performed 116,790 more abortions than expected, according to newly released data. This is post-overturning Roe v. Wade. I don't know what these pro-abortionists are complaining about. All the states that condone abortions, I mean, they're just like going through the roof. I mean, this morning I was reading something on the New York Post about this Australian woman who's 26 years old, and apparently she's bragging about the fact that she's had sex with 300 people in 1 year. That means almost one a night. Yeah, not every other night, almost one a night. And she's a very attractive looking woman. But you see, this is a sort of behavior. You know, apparently she was doxxed by one of her one night stands, who basically told him he could go jump in the lake. I'm being polite about the vernacular she used. So anyway, I mean, you know, you have this kind of behavior going on, folks. This is why you have more abortions. What can I say? According to the CDC, and you can believe it or not, no, the people in Savannah, Georgia, you got a lot to worry about. There's a flesh-eating parasitic disease out there, typically seen in people who travel to tropical or subtropical areas. Is now spreading through some sand flies in parts of the U.S. That's the reason I mentioned Savannah, Georgia, because they have a baseball team down there called the Savannah Sand Gnats. Been there, done that. And the sand gnats are all over, even in the stadium. Wow. I mean, this is could be an endemic disease regularly occurring in Texas and other states, Southeast Oklahoma, Arizona. Occasional cases popping up here and there. Just news of note. You can believe it or not. And of course, we have the OptiVita Basic Essentials and Complete Essentials for tuning up your immune system. That's right. We're talking about all sorts of neat things. Among the most researched and effective immune system supplements on the market are greens, aged garlic, and probiotics. Greens for immune health, and that's what OptiVita, the Basic and Complete Essentials, has in it. Now, of course, we'll be talking about the Strauss Immune Support Drops, which contain garlic, the Travel Bug Drops you can take for additional support. We'll be talking to Wayne Elliott about that here shortly. In science and technology, Meta, you know Meta, right? That's Facebook's parent company. Well, it has a little subsidiary called Instagram. And it's being sued by 33 attorneys general who filed a complaint yesterday in the Northern District of California alleging the parent company of Instagram and Facebook used deceptive and unlawful conduct in creating platforms they say are directly contributing to the youth mental health crisis. Yep. D.C. and eight other states filed suits in their own state courts. Wow. Oh, what a web we weave. Dr. Rainer Fulmich, remember we told you about that. He was arrested in Germany on October 14th. His fate is still uncertain. We don't know. And the reason is because he exposed the crimes against humanity through hundreds of hours of video footage with top scientists, engineers, and medical professionals. Globalists now have to play whack-a-mole as other voices are arising. This is why our free speech is so important, because they can shut some of the people up all the time, but not all the people all the time. The world's crying out for the head of the snake to be cut off. And of course, I've mentioned about AI earlier in this antidote, Nightshade. See, here's the thing that's happening now, which I feared was going to happen. AI is creating child sexual abuse images, and they are threatening to overwhelm the internet. AI is creating this. The Internet Watch Foundation said it found nearly 3,000 AI-made abuse images that broke UK law. Yeah, using AI tools to nudify pictures of clothed children found online. This is one of the reasons why, folks, you should not be allowing your kid to put their pictures online. Because this is what's going to happen. And your kid, I mean, we're not even talking about the humiliation they might suffer. But a criminal act has just occurred when they've taken this stuff and they put it out there. That's child porn, folks. It's illegal. Wow. So much news available, including a little, this is kind of neat. You're going to be shocked to learn about things going on in the Amish community. We've got a thing under gardening, farming, and homesteading that you'd read quite extensive on the Amish community if you want to study the ways of the Amish. Wow. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Wayne Elliott. Stay with us.
Everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.